And right now it is nice to welcome Christine Gevert once again to Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, Christine. Thanks for getting up so early.
Good morning, Marcel. Thank you for having me.
Well, you've got a pretty big couple of concerts coming up on Friday the 24th at St. James Place in Great Barrington, and then on Saturday the 25th at Trinity Lime Rock.
Yes, and we are very happy to present our large choral concert, concluding our early summer, spring, early summer season with Crescendo. These concerts feature music that sounds like Mozart or Haydn, even a little bit like Rossini, but come from a composer that has not been heard a lot in the United States, I don't think even in Europe. He is from Brazil. His name is José Mauricio García Núñez, and I probably pronounced it more Spanish than Portuguese, which is the language that they spoke there. And he is a mulatto composer of the late 18th century and the early 19th century. So his grandparents were African slaves. So it was a very unusual thing that a mulatto would rise to a position. He actually became the organist to the Royal Chapel of the Portuguese court in Brazil, and had a very distinguished position. He was really enormously talented, well-known, and acclaimed. And as with so many other things, in classical music, we're no different than anybody else. There is this racial bias that we're not even aware of. We are not taught repertoire by black or mulatto composers. We have not been featuring these composers, and we're just these last few years discovering this repertoire. Crescendo's mission is really to perform rarely heard masterpieces, and these certainly are masterpieces. So when I was having a rehearsal last week, I was singing to the chorus members, right, La Donna Mobile from Verdi's opera, and everybody, why are you doing this? But no, they knew why I was doing this, because all of these melodies are present already in the music of Nunes Garcia. So the melodies sometimes transport you to Verdi, to the operas and songs much later on. So there is a whole tradition that comes that we don't know about where it comes from. And Nunes Garcia very much is a composer that fills those blanks.
Now, I find it interesting that you're going to have these concerts the week after Juneteenth, which, of course, is the date where the emancipation of black American slaves were finally publicly done in Texas. This is a nice little tie-in here.
Yes, it is. And yes, it is. We normally don't venture that late into June, but for many reasons this year it was a good day to do this. And certainly I'm grateful for hearing more about Juneteenth too, because it hasn't been publicized so much, and I think everybody is just listening and acting a bit differently. And we're a tiny part of this. We also feature very purposefully two black young soloists from Hartford. They have collaborated a bit with Crescendo, but now they are really central soloists to this production, and we are very, very excited about having them. And I think you should come and hear them if you're hearing this. They are fantastic young singers that have been active in the opera around here and also in other places in the United States. Jermaine Woodard Jr. is a young baritone, and Nunes Garcia wrote most of his works still for complete male choruses in all voice groups, even in the soprano. But we will have a soprano, Shanti Shepherd. Actually, she goes by Shanti Marshall with her artistic name, who has a fantastic soprano. And then we have Chilean tenor that some of our followers have heard already with us, Pablo Bustos, an early music tenor who is in Rochester. And from Stamford, Connecticut, comes the mezzo-soprano soloist Sarah Bleasdale, who has collaborated with Crescendo for a while as well. We have a cast of 30 singers, and then there is a small group of period instruments, and they are, interestingly, two bassoons that are not an instrument that is featured very often as a solo instrument. And these are period bassoons, and Baroque cello or late Baroque and double bass and organ. So it's really a very joyful concert. You would at times even think you came to a Gilbert and Sullivan light opera concert. You want to get up and dance, or that's how we feel about this music.
Now how did you I know how you take time and you pick and you choose what shows, but how did you delve into this? How did you delve into a show like this?
Yeah, well, I've been lucky over the years to attend a couple of webinars from organizations that have presented music by Black composers. So there was an effort in the early music community. One of the organizations that I attended a webinar of was Early Music America in the times of the first year of the pandemic. And they presented a lot of early composers that we all never studied or knew about. And so then I started looking at his repertoire, and there is a Brazilian director and composer, and actually a couple that have gone into great trouble of transcribing the scores, because there are no published, in that sense, editions of the works yet. It's for sale. So they've put his works in the public domain, the work that they have done on the manuscripts. We also work with the first edition in print that we could get a hold of. And just so you see, while this man was very famous, the first manuscript facsimile that we could find was from 1900. So I don't know what happened to his works. Why were they not published in his lifetime? But we can't find them. They maybe were, but anyway, they're not available. So this is exciting. It's a little bit of a mystery. He was very prolific. He wrote a requiem that some people compare with Mozart's requiem. So anyways, we are working with the edition by these Brazilian musicians and musicologists. And we are combining a little bit with this early print, where we're deciphering some of the early signs for ourselves. And actually, our cellist is playing out of the manuscript part, which is very interesting and clear, and has things that they did not put yet in this first edition that we want our audiences to hear. Well, it's an exciting process.
What I always like about your concerts is you present things that haven't been presented to anywhere near in this area. So everything that you present, even though it's old, it's new.
Right. Well, that's one of the exciting things, and it's kind of at the heart of our mission. It's what I feel passionate about, because while I adore Bach and Handel, and there's nothing wrong with doing these works, and once in a while we will do those works too, I think more music needs to be heard. And as in this case, and also with a lot of Latin American music that we present, there is this bias in our society, in the way we were educated, and yeah, we're missing out on a lot of diversity, of things that have a slightly different flavor, a different twist of how they deal with the words. And I think it's exciting for our audiences to hear that, and we can do that. The luck in that sense is that I studied in Europe, I studied engraving, and I worked for an engraving company. This is how I made part of my living, a music engraving company. So I was very trained in transcribing music and making musical editions, which are necessary when you want to perform. Obviously, you need those. And very often, performing groups go by what is readily available in print. Nowadays, with the internet, it's gotten also easier again. But still, there are things that are not even online. So most concerts, I'm able to sit on the computer for many, many hours, of course, and make arrangements for crescendo, chorus, and the orchestra, the instruments, so that we can actually perform these works that otherwise are not so easy to perform because of the lack of an edition.
We're speaking with Christine Gevert of Crescendo, and two concerts coming up Friday, June 24th at 7:15 at St. James Place in Great Barrington, and then Saturday, June 25th at 6 p.m. at the Trinity Lime Rock Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. What are the COVID, do you have any COVID, is there any COVID policy here now? Because
yes, better or for worse.
Yeah.
We have to still have a COVID policy in place, and we do require masking indoors for both performers and audience members. We are also asking for proof of vaccination. So this is at the moment what we're still doing. We have even in our own ensemble people that are compromised, health compromised. So these are difficult times, and we hope that people will be able to come and will understand the need for doing this. It's to keep both us on stage and anybody that comes safe. We are also filming this concert, and so if somebody really cannot come at this point, they can contact us, and we are trying to create an online platform as well with our concert to make our organization relevant and bring it to our audience members. So that is never the same, of course, like being there in person. But yeah, we're doing that too.
And tickets are available online?
Yes, online. You can go to crescendomusic.org. This is our new website. Crescendo is CRESCENDO, music.org. And you will find the concerts prominently there in the first page. We also have a concert coming up in a month, already part of our summer season, the new season. More concerts will happen in the fall as well. We have a program with Eastern European music from Latvia, from the Czech Republic, from Poland, and the eastern parts of the Hungaro-Austrian Empire. We feature Baroque music and also contemporary music in contrast in that program. It's called Music Across Borders, and it was a program that was planned for March 2020 and had been postponed ever since then.
Now, let's talk about something new, which I found on your website, and that's Crescendo at Home.
Yes, yes. That's what I was talking about with filming and recording. We're very fortunate that we are recorded by a former recording engineer of Carnegie Hall, Leszek Wojcik. He's been very generous with Crescendo, and he records our concerts on high-quality audio. And the board has hired a team of professional filmmakers that film our performances. So we've created a platform that brings Crescendo to your home. And they're hosted at the moment on Vimeo, and you can access them through our website. There's a paywall, but it's a very small amount that is being asked. I think it's $5 for an hour-long performance. And it literally brings you into the concert hall with everybody. And yeah, we produce these concerts for our audiences And I think this is here to stay, Crescendo at Home. So visit that on our website. And we're very excited to be able to offer this now.
And that $5 is actually more like a donation because you're a nonprofit, and $5 to see some of the musicians and some of the music that you perform is a bargain at half the price. I mean, you can't even go out and get a hamburger for $5.
Right, right, correct. So yes, it's true. So yeah, what can I say? I must say we are very fortunate this season to have received two grants through the Connecticut State Legislature from Connecticut Humanities, as well as the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development, the Office of the Arts. We have obtained two grants that support this programming, and we're very grateful for this support to our representatives keep putting in a word there for the arts, and we're enormously grateful for this support, because this support comes in times where all performing arts organizations really need it.
Well, once again, Friday, June 24th at 7:15, St. James Place in Great Barrington. Saturday, June 25th at 6 o'clock, Trinity Church in Lime Rock. Tickets available at crescendomusic.org. Christine, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and you keep yourself busy now. You're year-round.
Yes, thank you. More coming up, so we'll be talking hopefully soon again, Marshall.
Okay, Christine, take care.
And thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Christine Gevert, once again, Crescendo, two concerts coming up Friday and Saturday, the 24th, St. James Place in Great Barrington, and Saturday the 25th, 6 o'clock, Trinity Lime Rock Church in Lakeville. Tickets available at crescendomusic.org, crescendomusic.org.